SAFM. Prime time all day long.
A decision yesterday by Parliament's committee investigating the fitness for office of suspended public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane to refuse her request that President Cyril Ramaphosa be summoned to answer questions under oath. Legal advisers to Parliament advised he not be summoned at this stage. Joseph Masia is the SABC reporter following this for us. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
How did this play out in Parliament yesterday? How did the committee come to this decision?
The committee got a legal briefing from the Parliamentary Legal Services from Advocate Fatima Ibrahim, who explained the legal situation. And one of the things, one of the main reason actually was that the Parliament does not have an actual role. The President does not have a role to play in this particular committee. Because he is not a complainant. He hasn't played any, he has not expressed any wish for the public protector to be removed, nor is he the one that is being probed. So she said, well, that is one major reason why. And another reason, she says that the president, all he has to say about the CR17 investigation and the report of the public protector, all he had to say about it, and it has been confirmed by the courts that they have found against the public protector, is in the public domain. It is well known what his views are on that particular report. So if Parliament wants to know what his views are, they are there. And actually, they have been held in court. And it was on the basis of that advice that members of the committee, the majority that spoke yesterday, actually expressed the view that there's no need for the president to be called.
So it was a majority decision. Were there some members who wanted him to be called?
To be fair, this is a very large committee made up of about 30 people, that includes all political parties in Parliament, but you had, it was less than 10 people that spoke in the committee, in the meeting. Some of the people that have been very supportive of the public protector, either they were not in the meeting or because it's a virtual meeting, either they were not attending or they just didn't part, they didn't raise their voices. So mostly the ANC people were those who were saying no, the president shouldn't come. The good parties, Brett Herren was the only one who cautioned that actually the public protector should be given enough chance, because in the letter that they wrote to Parliament asking for the president to be summoned, the legal advisers, they did not specify what they want to ask the president about. So he felt that maybe they should be given another chance, but the committee felt that that opportunity, when they were given when they wrote to Parliament, they should actually have specified then what they want to ask the president about, but they failed to do so. So the committee decided they are not going to call the president.
Joseph Masia, thank you. SABC reporter following that process for us. 27 after 7.